Mace prodded Pryor between his shoulder blades and followed him into a hallway that ran the length of the house, where he found Pryor's office.
Now we're getting somewhere.
He spied a small safe next to the desk. He gave Pryor a violent shove.
Open that damn safe.
Pryor fell to his knees before the safe. Without hesitation, he dialed the lock and opened it. Mace grabbed the back of Pryor's collar again and spun him out of the way, eager to discover the contents himself. Still dazed, Pryor sank back against the wall next to his desk, staring at the monster in his house, while Mace scattered documents of various business dealings around in his search for treasure.
Where is it?
Then he spied a metal box under some notebooks, and he knew that was what he was searching for. Pryor was slowly regaining his senses while Mace fumbled with the catch on the metal box. He realized then that the outlaw's complete attention was on the cash box. He wouldn't get another chance to act. With fingers trembling, he reached up and eased his desk drawer open and reached inside. The cold, hard feel of the revolver under his hand gave him the courage he needed. Mace dropped the cash box when confronted with the ugly barrel of the pistol aimed directly at him. At that moment, he knew he was a dead man. There was no time to go for his gun. Frozen in death's doorway, he could only wait for the fatal shot. The explosion of the .44 shook Mace to his soul, but there was no pain. Instead, a round black hole suddenly appeared in Pryor's forehead. Then he pitched forward.
I believe he'd have shot you.
Bob Dawson slid his pistol back in the holster. Shaken by the near-death encounter and furious for having been caught off guard by the insignificant little rancher, Mace reacted by drawing his .44. Three more bullets slammed into the corpse.
Damn you, you sneaky little son of a bitch!
Dawson was only half successful in holding back an amused smile, but he knew better than to push it.
Find anything?
Who's watching that barn?
That's what I came in to tell you. Ain't nobody showed their nose out of that barn yet. What do you want to do?
That means there ain't but one or two men down there. If there was more of them, they'd be charging up here to see what the shooting was about.
Cantrell turned the metal box upside down to empty the contents on the desk. He snatched up the money and hurriedly counted it out, hoping the small pile of bills was of a large denomination. It wasn't. Pryor had not lied.
$48 damn.
Mace turned to aim a scalding sneer in Pryor's direction as if the pitiable little corpse had cheated him.
$48? Is that all there is there?
Oh, we'll tear this damn place apart. He's bound to have more money than that hid out somewhere. Maybe in the barn.
Mace, we got company.
Oh, come on!
They hurried out to the porch where Junior and Zeke were waiting. Chaney pointed toward the barn.
Three of them.
Three men on foot were heading their way. One of them in a cook's apron.
Me and Bob and Doc will sit here on the porch and wait for him. You three go on around the back of the house.
As Curly and the two other hands approached the house, he caught sight of Emilio's body on the blood-soaked earth, and he went for his gun. Mace turned to face his brother.
Send Bob and Lacey down there to make sure there ain't nobody else hiding out the barn or the bunkhouse. The rest of us will tear this damn place apart. He's got some more money hid around here somewhere.
He paused again as he thought about it further, and then he amended his orders.
I don't want to be surprised by none of the rest of his crew showing up suddenly. Send Junior and Zeke out as lookouts. About a quarter of a mile, one of them north and the other in south. We want to be ready for them when they come in this evening and come help me search this place.
Glancing briefly at the corpse slumped against the big oak desk, Mace nodded his head in satisfaction. It was like old times when he was riding with Quantrill and Bloody Bill. The blood spilled this day made him feel whole again. The past few years had been hard on his sense of power, as well as his ego. On the run for much of the time, chased by lawmen and deputies. But now...
Now I'm back on top.
There may or may not be a large sum of money hidden somewhere on this ranch, but there was a defenseless town waiting to be plundered whenever it suited him to move against it. Once he and his men took care of the remainder of Pryor's crew, he could take his time to gut the place before attacking the good people of Paradise.